It is your KORN News Radio Sports for Wednesday, April 15th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. A busy Tuesday for Mitchell Athletics. Mitchell Baseball would suffer their first loss of the season last night, falling 4-0 to O'Gorman in Sioux Falls. Lincoln Bottom and Ian Weber recorded Mitchell's only two hits, while Carter McCormick would reach base three times via walks. O'Gorman would score two runs in the first, added another in the second. Mitchell's pitching staff, they did well, limited the Knights to just four hits on the day. Tyler Christensen took the tough luck loss, allowing three earned runs over five innings. Mitchell Baseball drops to 5-1 on the season. They return home tomorrow for a doubleheader against Huron at 5 o'clock. That'll be at Drake Field. We'll have coverage of Mitchell Baseball tomorrow on KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490. We'll have the first game of the doubleheader with the pregame show starting at 4:45. Mitchell Softball, they also lost yesterday 7-1 to Sioux Falls, Washington at the Sanford Sports Complex. Washington grabbed control early, scoring five runs in the first two innings. They added to their lead with another home run in the fifth. Mitchell's offense limited to just three hits yesterday. Mallory Miedema had a triple in the sixth and would later score Mitchell's only run on a Washington air. In the circle, Riley Jennings would strike out three without issuing a walk over six innings. Mitchell softball now 0-2 on the season. They'll host a Sioux Falls Roosevelt tomorrow in its home opener. Mitchell Kirtle Track and Field picked up five individual event wins yesterday at the Yankton Triangular. Junior Breyer Stock led the way, winning the boys shot put with a throw of 53 feet, 6.5 inches. He also placed second in the discus with a throw of 145 feet. Mitchell's Logan Bessler, he added a win in the boys discus at 148 feet, 7 inches, while Taylor DeYoung won the girls discus. Also winning for Mitchell was Madeline Janis, as she captured the girls' javelin title. On the track, Hunter Patton would win the boys' 1,600 meters, finishing in 4 minutes and 36 seconds. Mitchell Track and Field returns to action tomorrow as they host the Corn Palace Relays at Joe Quintle Field. Mitchell boys tennis remained unbeaten yesterday with a dominant sweep of a triangular at Hitchcock Park. Colonel boys would defeat Brookings 8-1 and Aberdeen Roncalli 9-0. They improved to 5-0 on the season in dual competition. Mitchell boys tennis will now face Brandon Valley in Brandon coming up on Friday. Minnesota Twins stayed hot last night. Byron Buxton would hit two home runs. He would score four of the Twins' six runs. Twins shut out Boston 6-0 last night. Brooks Lee also homered for the Twins as they won eight of their past nine games. Twins rookie Mick Abel had one of his best starts of his career through seven shutout innings, allowed four hits, no walks, with a career-high 10 strikeouts. The Twins now improved to 11-7 on the season. They go for the series sweep of Boston this afternoon, 12:40 the first pitch at Target Field. For more sports online, check it out at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.